Now, the Secretary General of the Palestine Liberation Organization has condemned Israel for demolishing Palestinian homes in the occupied Palestinian territories. Saeb Erekat said demolitions show Israel is bent on forcibly displacing Palestinians and expanding settlements which are illegal under international law. Meanwhile, Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdullah has said the destruction of Palestinian homes is against international law and every standard of human decency. The UN has also criticized the Israeli demolition, saying they endanger the prospect of a two-state solution and reflect Israel's systematic policy of denying Palestinian development in the occupied West Bank. Dozens of Palestinian families have lost their homes during demolition raids by Israeli forces over the past days. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined Mr. Max Egan, who is a radio host and political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Peru. Mr. Egan, thanks very much for joining us. How do you feel about Palestinian officials' reactions to continuing demolitions?
Look, they're very understandable. You know, what we're seeing is part of Israel's ongoing policy of ethnic cleansing, and what really amounts to incitement against the Palestinian people and Israel's complete failure to recognize Palestine's right to exist. And that's what we see. I mean, they may say they're involved in peace processes and peace talks and all this sort of stuff, but this can't be seen to hold any water at all while they're constantly demolishing Palestinian homes, which, as I said, of course, incites the Palestinians into some sort of response, which again Israel can use to play the fact that they're really the victims in this case and sell it to Western media. And the story just goes on. It's absolutely appalling. This is still going on in 2016.
Indeed, and as you mentioned, you know, there is talk still, of course, about that two-state solution, though there are no peace talks taking place. How unrealistic do you think it is to look forward to something which isn't even being spoken about at an official level?
It is completely unrealistic to think about it. I don't think there will ever be a two-state solution. Benjamin Netanyahu's made it clear that he will never allow a two-state solution, and so have many other Israeli officials. I think that the only way we're going to see any type of solution in the area is when people start recognizing it as the humanitarian catastrophe that it is and send some sort of peacekeepers or some sort of troops in there to quell Israel's actions and put them under the spotlight. But there needs to be some sort of international scrutiny into their actions and some sort of international accountability for their actions. I mean, this is one state that seems to be able to get away with anything it wants and carry out any type of breach of international law, any type of act of ethnic cleansing it wants to, as long as it's doing it against Arab people or Muslim people, it doesn't seem to matter. But, you know, the situation that we see in Palestine is absolutely appalling. It's an absolute affront of everything it means to be human. And I don't think we'll see any peace anywhere. I don't think we'll see any solving of any of these issues until the situation in Palestine is dealt with. It's a humanitarian catastrophe of most mammoth proportions. It's one of the greatest moral dilemmas of our time, and it needs to be addressed and needs the scrutiny and attention of the world on this issue.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Mr. Egan, we of course appreciate putting that all into context for us.